We want to make sure you know how to quote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through them, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff." Some people over there quiet. That's all right. Yeah. And you want the people to be able to quote these scriptures and tell you where they are. But many of the people that know these scriptures to heart don't know the God of that scripture.
Welcome to The Life Experience, a broadcast brought to you by Life Worship Center, where we're led by a dynamic duo, Bishop Denzel and Robin Rule. We are a church that lives in love, operates in integrity, walks by faith, and have been empowered by God. Stay tuned. There is definitely a life-changing word awaiting you. And now, here is Pastor Denzel with today's word.
There are too many people in the body of Christ that love God, that faithful to church, on praise teams, some preaching in the pulpit, don't tell nobody, on usher boards, churchgoers, but are in bondage to all kind of different vices. And he said to me to take my time to deliver this word, because this deliverance that is needed will not come by way of someone smearing oil on you. Truth be told, I talked about this a lot in the earlier days, and I just want to remind you again, I believe that one of the reasons that the church is so done grow spiritually, the church has not matured spiritually, is because we have not taught individuals how to bring about their own deliverance. It is sad that Jesus took 3.5 years to empower some brethren to function without him. He took 3.5 years to empower some brethren to function without him. We have been doing this for 10 and 20 and 30 years, and our focus has been to make people more dependent on us. We have done the exact opposite of what Jesus did. Jesus worked himself out of a job. We are working to make sure we stay employed. Jesus taught his disciples how to cast out devils. The Lord said this to me as I was preparing for tonight. It was a word to me. I wasn't even thinking about it for this word. It had nothing to do with this word. It was just a word the Lord gave me. He says, "Watch it, son. Jesus was a fisher of men. And then he says to Peter, follow me and I will make you what I am." Oh God. He didn't say, follow me, I need you to do what it is I want to get done. He says, no, follow me and I will make you as me. I'm not going to make you an employee. I'm going to make you an employer. Follow me and what I am, I will make you. What we do in the body of Christ today is follow me and serve me. Follow me and stay under me. Follow me and always need me. How are you saying that? See, persons who all they do, and I can say this, all they do is lay hand, cast no devil, cast no more devil again, prophesying, cast no devil. You are not making fishes of men. You are not making fishes of men. You are making money of men. If you want to make fishes of men, you have to empower them to become like you. So the idea is, if you are constantly having to come back to me to lay hand on you and to cast the demon out of you and to prophesy to you to give you a word and then to cast the demon over here and then give you a word here, and if that's where I'm empowering you to be, I'm not empowering you. I am making you impotent. So here is what I'm saying then. True deliverance, beloved, really happens, I talked about this earlier tonight, from the inside out, is when you now get to know this word for yourself. And this thing begins to dwell richly on the inside of you, that now you can cause things to happen. I've said this a few times. I stole this from my dear friend, Pastor Eric Kirkpatrick, that we don't want to keep on seeing faith accidents. We want to be to the place where we actually begin making things happen by intention. And so what the job of brother preacher, brother deliverance worker, brother prophet, and sister prophet, our job is to empower people, watch this, to not be dependent on us. Because that's what Jesus did. That's what he did. He worked himself out of a job. He says, "Now I gone, y'all got this. But what I will do is send you a comforter. But y'all got this. I've emptied myself in y'all. Now y'all go ahead and do what I did." Now what did God, Jesus, off the chain? He didn't just do it and just leave them. In Matthew chapter 10, he gave them a dry run. So now go ahead and do it. Come back and tell me how to go. Real leader. He empowered them in Matthew chapter 10. He gave them power and sent them out. Read your Bible. It's a good book. And then he assessed them when they came back with their reports. So the whole idea of Jesus' ministry was to empower. And if we are going to function like Jesus, that is what we have to be doing. Someone got to say this. What is happening in the body of Christ, where we are constantly creating zombies, almost robots, that have to keep on coming back to be reprogrammed and oiled down. That's what you do to the machines. You put oil on them so they can work better. And constantly, something is wrong with that. We're not going to take territory if that's what we're doing. We're going to be empowering people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So then the whole heart of this teaching, beloved, listen to me. The heart of this teaching is to prepare you to manifest your own deliverance. I don't know if I said this in earlier weeks. I'm going to say it now. If I did again, pretend as though it's deep. The only demon that I was sure that I cast out was the one I cast out of me. I'm going to say it again. The only demon that I know for sure I cast out was the one I cast out of me. Uh-oh. I was sure of that one. You see, because I watched my life change. So all these things we doing, these casting all these demons and puking up stuff and people doing all this stuff like that, you, I know what's going on there. But I know for sure, when I cast the demon out of Denzel Antonio Road, I know that one got out. You will know for sure you got power to cast out demons, get the one out of you. And if you could get that one out of you, man, you ready for the road. Because it changes your whole mindset. Because see, getting that demon out of me wasn't, "Oh, come on, 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 no, come on." I say, "Come on, come on, Jesus' name, come out, come out, Jesus, 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 come out, come out." No, boo, that ain't the way that work. I got this word. I got this word deep down on the inside of me. And then I began to know the truth, and the truth made me free. All right, let's go real fast. What we've been dealing with over the last 2 weeks now is this question right here. I heard a word, Rev, I hear you. See, the Bible says that if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. So you got to continue in my word. Well, number one, for me to continue in his word, I got to know that it is his word. How do I know that what I heard is from God? And I'm there with, in this prophet heavy age that we in, when everybody get a prophetic word for you, everybody trying to minister to you, what thus said the Lord, D-U-S-T, said the Lord, it is a challenge now to know, is this from God for true? Is this really a word from the Lord? Or is this something I need to dismiss? Because I told you last week, every good word is not a God word. Mm-hmm. So, we have been now journeying through a process to give you the tools so that you will know how to assess a word and determine, yeah, this is a word from the Lord. Yeah, because this ain't gotta only be all feelingsy and all mystical and all quick. No, it ain't gotta be all that. There are some principles that you can apply. I ain't against the drink. I like the drink. I ain't nothing against. Oh glory! Yeah, I love that. But that without substance, we end up becoming fanatic and off balance. Let's get balance. Let's get balance in this thing that now we can actually assess a word, look at this word and say, you know what? That's from God. Or, no, that ain't from God. That don't line up. Here we go. How do we successfully assess a word and determine, is this a word from the Lord? Now, it could be a word from a prophet that was spoken over you. It could be a preacher spoke a word over you. It could be one friend of yours speak a word from over you. Or it could be through your own personal study. But I ain't sure it's God or not. And I said this for a few weeks. This is not the time for us to be doing stuff and missing God. This is no time to be thinking you get a word to leave your job and then find out it wasn't God. Talk to me. Some of y'all, watch this. Some of y'all too old for practice dating. You need to hear God now. Like, God, listen, at my age, I ain't got no time for no dry run. I ain't no time to be given no 9 months, no 12 months to no dating thing. And this my boyfriend, this my girlfriend, and then that ain't work. I ain't got that kind of time. I too old for that foolishness. Talk to me, man. So I need to be able to hear. God, this is you? Because if this ain't you, I ain't trying to fool with it. Preach. Y'all with me, man? Preach, Denzel. I need to know, God, do I need to sell this car or keep this car? Is it time for me to buy a new car or should I stay with this left-hand drive that I don't like, that don't look good, but I should stay with this for now? Why are they talking back to me? I need to see, you know, that's the, in this kind of COVID going on and money tight and all this stuff going on and we ain't know who does open back up. I don't need to be guessing now. I need to know whether this God or this ain't God. Should I start the business now or should I wait? Should I end this relationship or should I stay in it? Should I take the job that they offered me in another country? Is it time for me now to go to Florida? Should I apply for the transfer to Crooked Island? Or should I stay in Nassau? No, this is the kind of time. This ain't no time for no less. Well, anyway, let me just take a gamble and see what I know. Ain't no gambling time now. This ain't no time for no four ball or no three ball. I need to know what God is saying. And if this ain't God, I ain't fooling with that. I ain't got that kind of time. If I'm preaching to you, someone please say you're talking to me. Please type you're talking to me so I can know I'm in the right room. I need to know I'm in the right room and the right people. I'm even talking to preachers. Preachers need to know now, this the property or this ain't the property. Should I invest in this or don't invest in this? Should I stay at paying this rent or should I go get me one tent? So should I go on television now? No, right now we need to know for sure what God is saying. This ain't the kind of time for us to be making them kind of gambles. We getting too old to be doing these stuff and then find out down the road that it ain't God. Hallelujah. I told somebody, I tell our couples this all the time. The older you get, the more you hurt when you fall. I can say it again. The older you are, the more you hurt when you fall. Some of y'all say, yeah, Pastor, what you talking about? What are you talking about? I can tell you right now. I can remember back in the day, man, in my old athlete days when I used to play more basketball and I used to throw discus and lift, power lift, stuff like that. I would fall down, hit my knee, fall down, roll over, and bounce back up like ain't nothing happened. I'll never forget one day I was wearing my Air Moses slippers. I had some Air Moses slippers. And I was wearing them slippers, man, outside of my place. And I walked outside and the ground was wet. And all I know is that slippers gone flying up in the air and I fell down. Listen to me. I was limping for a year and a half. True story. A year and a half I was limping when I slipped with them Air Moses on. A year and a half limping because I was so much older. And when you're older, you hurt more when you fall. Now, what you trying to say? I'm talking to you now. Listen to me. You right now, you too old to fall in love. You didn't see that coming. You are too old to be falling in love. Right now, you need to be choosing the love. You need to know that this is what God has for you, and you make a decision based on what God has said, and you go in that relationship. You are too old for that falling in love foolishness. Because your age, when you fall, you're going to break something. At your age, you fall down, all your back, your leg, you can be twist and bend right up when you fall. So right now, this is your falling in love season over. You better go here, God. Dude, you preaching up something in here. All right. Let's go. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Okay. So then. You're crazy. I need to end. I need to end. I asked for 30 more minutes. I only have 11 minutes left. So, so then how do I assess this word to know that this is a word from the Lord? How do I assess this to know this God talking to me or this me talking to me or this the devil talking to me? Because it could be God, it could be the devil, or it could be me. See, it ain't just God. I found this out, it ain't just God or the devil. It could be God, it could be the devil, or it could be me. Don't forget you in there too now. Because you get the spirit of God, you get demonic spirits, and we also have your spirit. I can preach that some other time. All right, here we go. Watch this. The way the Lord answered this for me is like this. I watched y'all comments, y'all crazy, y'all ain't got no sense. I watched y'all ain't got no sense. He answered it for me like this. He's, when I said, God, teach me, how do I know if this is a word from you, or this is a word from me, or this is a word from the enemy? How do I know? And he says, go to Matthew 18 and 16, and I'm going to give you what you can use to confirm this. He says this, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. That's the word the Lord gave to me. That out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Now, let me say again, for the theologians, theologians. Yeah, theologians. I know that this scripture is talking about when there is strife and when there's contention in the church and disagreement in the church, how to deal with it. But the Spirit of the Lord says to me that this principle also works when you're talking about a word that you believe is a word from the Lord. This principle works the same way. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let that word be established. So I said, okay, God, then what are these witnesses? What are the witnesses that we then use to establish a word? And I gave you these over the last few weeks. He says the first one is the written word. So when you get a word, you ain't sure it's from God. You check it against the written word. What does the Bible say concerning it? You check it out and see if there is any congruence, any synergy between what you think you heard and what is in the scripture. All right, that's number one. The next thing he says, another witness that you can use, you as a witness, is the nature of God. The nature of God. You get a word, you compare it, or you contrast it, or you look at it against the nature of God. I gave you four dimensions to the nature of God. Number one is that the nature of God is to bring men to repentance. So what you say God gave you to do, how is it going to cause man's heart to change? How is it going to change the heart, the mind, the direction of others? Any word that is from God will have that effect. Number two, if it's from God, it's going to be in order. It is going to be in order. God will not have you to break rank and file, to be disorderly, and that is God. I've been in church all my life. I got saved in 89, but I got church in 78. That's when I was born. I never missed church. So from 78, I was in church. And I didn't see more people talk, but the Lord gave them word, and they flowed the order, and the word sounded good, but it was totally out of order. I was just watching something the other day where this guy who was leading praise and worship, he rebuked the entire church with the bishop sitting right there in his seat, and he rebuked the whole church and gave a word to the church and rebuked them. You are out of order. I don't care how much you think you got the word from the Lord. That thing, I was like, no, bro. That's not your authority. You were out of order. And so whatever you think you got from God, if it doesn't flow in order, that ain't God. Don't fool that. All right? So number one is it brings people to repentance. Number two is that it flows in order. Number three is it agrees with the nature of God with regard to holiness. God ain't gonna have you to do nothing that he give you a word that gonna lead you to an unholy lifestyle. And we told you last week that holy means integral, to be one, an integer. It means that what you say lines up what you do. Consistency, integrity. Glory be to God. That's what holiness speaks to. And we went all up in that last week. We went, oh man, you got to go watch that from last week that we talked about the holiness of God. I referenced on last week where I talked about persons that want to claim that God has said to them that they can be saved and be a homosexual, that they can be saved and be lesbian. That no, they could be saved and then have sex change. And be, hold on. You can be saved and struggle in areas, but God ain't gonna give you no word and say, all right, do this. And it goes against his holiness and his nature. See, you can be saved and struggle with anything, but you can't be saved and be the thing. You cannot be saved and be the thing. You can be saved and struggle with the thing, but you can't be saved and be it. You cannot be a saved homosexual. You cannot be a saved fornicator. You cannot be a saved adulterer. You can be saved struggling with fornication. You can be saved struggling with your sexual identity. You can be Oh, Lord, are you hearing what I'm saying? That goes against the nature of God. And I understand your point about it being a contrary lifestyle. But I'm not trying to hit nobody to insult you. But what I'm telling you is that anything that you think is from God that condones you living a life that goes against the order of God, if you do anything like that, that, beloved, that is not consistent with the nature of God, with his holiness.
Thank you for tuning in to The Life Experience. You've been listening to a portion of a message from our pastor, Bishop Denzel Roll of Life Worship Center. We invite you to join us at any of our weekly services held at the CH Reeves Auditorium, located Mini Street just off of Robinson Road. For more information on our ministry, visit us at facebook.com/thelifeexperience or Instagram #LWCBahamas. You can also contact us at our office, 601-5125. We look forward to seeing and hearing from you. Join us every weekday here on Glory 93.9 FM. Until next time, have a life-filled day.